All right. Thank you very much, Jared. We're reporting today on the podcast for week number 11, week ending November 19. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Anybody that would be interested in going bowling after Thanksgiving dinner, BAM will be opening up at 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and Northland Lanes will be opening up at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Well, we're definitely into tournament time. The Mary Beverly tournament is completed a couple of weeks ago. Want to recognize our tournament champion, Rachel Handwerg, for her handicap score of 800. Rachel had games of 257, 204, and 226 for a 687 series. With her 113 pins handicap, gave her the winning total of even 800. Carla Wigan Mendenhall finished in second place with 755. Lynn Henderson in third place with 745. Christina Sherman finished in fourth place with 741. Vicki Lapeer in fifth place with 740. Low to cash in the Mary Beverly tournament was a total of 698, and we paid out just over $1,000 in prize money in the third annual Mary Beverly tournament. Our 37th annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament is currently going on. This weekend will be the last weekend. Anybody that's still interested in bowling in that event, we do have openings on Saturday and on Sunday this week at the 3 o'clock squad. So anybody who's interested, please give me a call. We can still enter you in the tournament. Kim and Scott Smith are currently leading the tournament with a total of 1409. Cheryl Ann Laux and Brian Dye are currently in second place with 1405. Melissa and Nathan Van Molsen are currently in third place with 1372. Betsy Jinger and Jim DeGraff are currently in fourth place with 1368. Robin Branson and Dave Bradley are currently in fifth place with 1363. Right after that, this coming weekend, we'll start another tournament, the Holiday Tournament, which is the 500, 600, 700 tournament, will be opening on December 3. The event will be going December 3 and December 4, and December 10 and December 11. The squad times are at 1 o'clock, and the event is held at Northland Lanes. Bowl four games, throw away the low game, and total up the highest three with the handicap will be your tournament total. We do have openings on all squads for that event. I printed today the entry blanks for our men's and women's city tournament. The team event for the tournament will be held at Alley's and Douglas. The doubles and singles will be held at Northland Lanes. We're going to open up the tournament on the 14th of January, and we'll finish up on the 5th of February. And the squad times for the team event are 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., and all the starting times for doubles and singles will be at 12 noon. Let's take a look at high games and high series for week number 11. First of all, for the ladies, Dawn Chamberlain had a great week on the lanes. Her high game was bowled in Northland Select with 251, and Dawn also had games of 227 and 224. Chelsea Bosher from Sunshine with a 245. Chelsea also had a 221 last week. Tammy Newberry had a high game of 239 in the Sunshine League. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight with a 236 and a 231. Lori Kirkland from Sunshine with a 225. Stacey Barnes from Thursday Night Misfits with a 224. And Stacey also had a 218 last week. Courtney Garvelink from Northland Select with a 223. Robin Branson from Sunshine with a 213. Shauna Baum from Northland Select with a 212. And Katie Van Tynden from Northland Select with a 211. The high series for the week, Tammy Newberry from Sunshine with a 664. Lori Kirkland also out of Sunshine with a 659. Courtney Garvelink from Northland Select with a 649. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 639. Dawn Chamberlain, Thursday Night Misfits, with a 625. Stacey Barnes, Thursday Night Misfits, 617. Chelsea Bosher from Sunshine, 616. Amanda Alvarez from Northern Lights with a 568. And Skylar Beverwijk from Starlight finishing up the top 10 this week with a 542. High games and high series for the men for week number 11. Nick Coinga also had a great week on the lanes. Nick had a Tri-City, had a 279. Nick also had games last week of 264 and 259. Mario Hernandez from West Ottawa, 275. Bob Zuverink, Tri-City, 268. Ryan Garvelink, Northland Select, with a 258. Adam Pardue from Tri-City with a 258. We also had four bowlers with 257. Ronnie Snope from Rich Dahlman Memorial. Jeremy Duran, also out of Rich Dahlman League. Ryan James from Tri-City and Mark Heckman from Tri-City. Ward Grigsby from Tri-City with a 256, and also Shane McDonald from Northern Lights with a 256. In the high series for the week, Nick Coinga had a 763 in Tri-City. Nick also had a 741 in the West Ottawa League. Bob Zuverink from Tri-City, 756. Ryan James, Tri-City, 729. Ryan Garvelink from Northland Select with a 727. Eric Poindexter from Rich Dahlman Memorial League with a 726. Ronnie Snoke, also from Rich Dahlman Memorial, with a 724. Tim Woodwake from West Ottawa with 716. Todd Grahams from Northland Select with 711. Ward Grigsby from Tri-City with 708. And Jeremy Duran from Rich Dahlman Memorial with a 693. The scores from our area youth leagues, Northland Youth Program, Caden Brummels had the high game of 276. Dylan Barnes with a 232. Ryan Duff had a 256. Shannon McDonald with a 245. Ashley Duff, 204. Peyton Beverwijk with a 201. In the series, Dylan Barnes with a 607. Ryan Duff, along with his 256 game, had a 675 series. And Caden Brummels, along with his 276 game, had a series of 664. In the BAM Juniors, Aiden Sin had games of 183, 183, and a 225. His average is 155. Israel Castro with a 188 game. Micah Faga with a high game of 199. Adriana Eipen had a high game of 205, and her entering average is 145. Jacob Van Langeveld with a 167. Aiden Sin had a high series of the week with a 591. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 11. Jarrett, we'll talk to you again next week, Monday.